God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got. Now listen to the top where the little bird sings on the melodies and the high notes ringing, and the hoot owl cries over everything, and the blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, when the little duck quacks in his own little way, and the otter hasn't got much to say, and the porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got. Now the dogs and the cats, they take up the middle, while the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles, and the donkey brays and the pony bays, and the old gray badger sighs. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom, where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do, and the old cow just goes moo. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on a telephone wire, and some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got. Now it's a simple song of living tongue everywhere, by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear and the dopey alligator and the hawk above, the sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got now.
Good morning. My name is Mena Zelch, and I am the Religious Education Chair, and want to welcome you all this morning. In case you haven't noticed, it's an unusual morning. So whether you came in on your own little feet or your big feet, or you slithered or swam or flew or were carried in a carrier, we're very glad you're here. I want to extend a special welcome to all any newcomers we have today and all of our special non-human guests who are joining us for our Blessing of the Animals service. If you would like to get on our mailing list, we invite you to sign up at the greeters table, and there's more information in the pamphlet rack in the narthex. Our greeters are happy to answer any questions, and please join us for coffee hour and polite conversation in the back of the sanctuary following the service. Now, if you are willing and able, please stand and sing our opening hymn, Bingo Was His Name-O. The words are, we've changed the words a little, they're in your order of service.
There was a farmer who had a dog, Bingo was his name-o, B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O. B-I-N-G-O, and Bingo was his name-o. There was a farmer who had a cat, and Bingo was his name-o. I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name-o. There was a farmer who had a bird, and Bingo was his name-o. N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name-o. There was a farmer who had a horse, and Bingo was his name-o. G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name-o. There was a farmer who had a cow, and Bingo was his name-o. Oh, 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 and Bingo was his name-o. There was a farmer who had a snake, and Bingo was his name-o. And Bingo was his name-o.
morning.
Good morning.
Most of you know I'm Halcyon Domanski. I'm the Director of Religious Education here at East Shore. If you are new here or old here, you may have noticed some unusual or different things this Sunday. The first thing you may notice is that the piano is closed and has a black ribbon on it. All right, the first thing you noticed was the dogs. We know this, all right? The other thing you may have noticed is that all the music so far has been a cappella. This is because we lost our beloved March, and we felt that uncomfortable hiring someone on the first day the choir was to be back and like just suddenly fill this position. It just didn't seem right to any of us. So we chose to do it this way because, you know, how do you just suddenly fill a seat that somebody's been sitting in for 30 years? And, you know, of course, you can't replace Marge. And, you know, we all know if Marge was here, she would ask why we're doing such a silly thing. And I would explain that this was a small way we wanted to honor her. And then she'd say, oh, okay, that's fine. We'll do it. Because that's what she always says. So all of our music today will be a cappella. Before you get nervous, as you've noticed, it's Blessing of the Animals, so all of our songs will be fun animal songs that we have all known most of our lives. Today's service is one of Minnie's favorites here at East Shore, the day that we get to show off the members of our families we normally don't get to take with us to places like, oh, I don't know, church. I need to stop looking up and losing my face. It is a day of graceful bowing down to the other beings we share the planet with. One day, I would love to do a blessing of the plants, but a boa constrictor, or in this case, a python, is a lot easier to bring to church than an 80-year-old maple tree. This service is one where we get to embrace the silliness and the craziness and the laughter and the joy given to the world by those in our lives who are not human. It is a day to give thanks to the beings that show us how to love unconditionally or who see us all as dinner unconditionally. So let us begin. August, could you please come light the chalice that we haven't lit at all? You know, use it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we light this chalice because we are Unitarian Universalists. We are the church of the open mind. We are the church of the seeking spirit. We are the church of the helping hands. And we are the church of the loving heart. And we covenant to love, revere, discover, and connect. At this time, I would like to share with you joys and cares. I know one joy is in here because I put it in here, and it's the only one in here, so I can close the book. Yesterday, David and I celebrated our 22nd anniversary year. So, yeah. So yesterday, he says to me, "You've been putting up with me for 22 years. You deserve to be sainted." To which I replied, "No, just the past 5 years." So at this time, we have other joys and we have other cares. If you have not picked up a rock and you would like to, please go do so now. Okay, or not. So now we will take a moment of silence and we will embrace our concerns and our joys and our dreams and our hopes, and we will place them in these pebbles or these rocks. And when it's time, I'll ring the bell and we can come forth and put them in our bowl to help build the foundation of this congregation.
Hello, I'm August. When I was 6, my parents brought me to an exotic pet store. We looked at many different animals, from hedgehogs to boa constrictors. In the end of the day, we came home with a baby bearded dragon that was about this big. It quickly became my job to clean her and feed her. When the holidays came around, I got a book about reptiles and amphibians. I wasn't able to read the title, but my mom pointed out one of the reptiles, and on the cover, and asked who it looked like. And I yelled, "It's Zuki!" That was the name that we had chosen for the lizard. Knowing that what the animal on the cover was helped me quickly figure out what the book was about. I studied this book religiously. I used to know every page by heart. One time, I even turned to a specific page and recited a sentence that was read to me months before. I couldn't tell what the letters made out, but I could read the entire book to somebody. By knowing the book, I started to learn about different animals. And somehow, I convinced my dad that I was able to take care of a snake. One morning, Mom was at a meeting, and Dad took me and my brother to another pet store. And when we came home, this was in Mom's car. So that was in the car.
How big was he?
This was about as big as Zuki is now. So that came home in the car along with two very excited kids that were about to explode. And when I was about 7, I met this lady who went by the Frog Lady, and she went all around Chicago presenting her animals. And when I told my parents that I wanted to do the same, they were exceedingly supportive. They helped me make business cards and get the entire career set up. My first show was in my best friend's garage, consisting of four animals. Now my collection has grown even more, consisting of five lizards, nine snakes, and three birds. I get hired to go to parties to educate and inspire young minds, like I was once inspired. The most amazing thing about all of this is it began with a supportive family and one incredible lizard.
I would like to ask everybody to stand as they are willing and able to join us in singing Rockin' Robin.
He rocks in the treetops all day long, hopping and a bopping and singing his song. All the little birds on Jayburn Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Rockin' Robin. Tweet, 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 tweet. Go rock and robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Every little swallow, every chippy chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flapping their wings, singing go bird go. Rock and robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rock and robin, tweet, tweetly tweet. Go rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweetly tweet. A wordy little raven at the bird's first dance taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. He started going steady and bless my soul, he out-bopped the buzzard and the oriole. Rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin, tweet. Tweetly tweet, go rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweetly tweet. He rocks in the treetops all day long, hoppin' and a boppin' and a singin' his song. All the little birds on Jaguar Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin, tweet, tweetly tweet. Go rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweetly tweet. Well, a little raven at the bird that stand taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. It started going steady and bless my soul, he out-bopped the buzzard and the oriole. He rocks in the treetops all day long, hopping and bopping and singing his song. All the little birds on Jaguar Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin, tweet, tweetly tweet. Go rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweetly tweet.
Sorry, I didn't realize that I had printed the same verses twice. But still, it was fun. In researching for our service today, I came across an article written by John M. Sweeney, who incidentally also has written two books about St. Francis. This article is about the Christian and Jewish history of Blessing of the Animals. It explains things way better than I ever could, so let me share a piece of it with you. The first Blessing of the Animals happened like this. One warm afternoon, early in his ministry, sometime between 1210 and 1215, Francis wandered outside of Assisi, full of self-doubt, asking God if perhaps everything he'd done until that point had been wrong for some reason. Francis wondered if he should have simply gotten married and raised a family as his father had wanted him to. It was while he was praying alone to God that Francis glimpsed some birds along the path. He paused and began to speak to them as if to equals. Soon he began to preach to them about God's glory and all the reasons why humans and birds should be grateful. That day marks the beginning of the environmental movement, the beginning of an era when we begin to understand ourselves as intrinsically connected to all of creation. He exhibited a sensitivity to living and organic things around him that set him apart from the other people of his day and the saints who came before him. He even cared for the inanimate objects of creation with a sensitivity that is similar to the Buddhist teachings about kindness towards all sentient beings. One of the most beautiful paragraphs of the Golden Legend by Jacobus of Voragine explains, "The saint would not handle lanterns and candles because he did not want to dim their brightness with his hands. He walked reverently on stones out of respect for him who was called Peter, which means stone. He lifted worms from the roads for fear they might be trampled underfoot by bypassers. Bees might perish in the cold winter, so he had honey and fine wine set out for them. He called all animals his brothers and sisters, and when he looked at the sun and the moon and the stars, he was filled with inexpressible joy by his love of the Creator and invited them all to love their Creator." This connection between St. Francis and the animals is a single fact about him that most people know. He's emphasized that creation includes more than humankind. But was Francis really the first person to bless the animals? It appears not. Judaism, long home to blessing all kinds, may have come first. Many synagogues now have their own blessing of the animals ceremony, and they say the idea originated in ancient Judaism without reference to Francis. The Jewish ceremony is often performed on the seventh day of Passover as a celebration of the Hebrews and their animals' emancipation from slavery in Egypt. Also at this time of the year, many Jewish congregations schedule blessings of the animals after high holy days, centering their ceremonies around the second week in honor of Noah and the Ark. In both Christian ceremonies performed in early October and in Jewish ceremonies performed in spring, the message to us is that animals are companions in the same and take care of them as long as you would take care of yourself and show gratitude for their gifts from God. Now, there is one blessing that could be older than St. Francis and even maybe Judaism, and it comes from an Anglo-Saxon pagan tradition, and it's a quote about giving bees, honeybees, wine. The quote about giving bees honey and wine reminded me of this old Anglo-Saxon tradition. And the blessing is called the Swarm of the Bees. And as the title suggests, it's a blessing to prevent your bees from swarming and going somewhere else and thus taking the honey away with them. And it goes something like this, or a small portion of it goes, "Settle down, victory women." The victory women is the bees. "Never be wild and fly to the woods as in each man of border and of home." Whether or not you particularly believe in God or that a prayer will stop bees from swarming, I am going to go out on a limb and say you do believe in that special connection we all have with living creatures, and that some of us have an extra connection with a particular breed or a particular kind of animal. You've heard how August has fell in love with the reptiles. And she was so nervous up here, she forgot to mention one of the reasons she was telling me when we were talking about this that she fell in love with reptiles is because of their uniqueness, and she felt unique. And so it was an amazing way for that she could support herself. And that's how I'm taking it. I could be wrong, but that's how I'm taking it. Okay. So I'm going to ask, I mean, I have that same story, that same connection with dogs and cats and animals, and they were all from pets. But there's that first dog from my childhood named Karina, and she was a German Shepherd. And, of course, now I love all dogs, but German Shepherds to me are just that extra special connection. So I'd like to ask you, if you want, within two or three sentences, maybe four at the most, to, if you care to share your story of that connection with that special animal. Like, I know Maggie has that special connection with golden retrievers. Why over all other dogs?
My mother wanted a golden, always wanted goldens when we were growing up, and had a friend who bred them and finally got one, and
we just all fell in love with goldens, and everybody in my family has had a golden, so it's not just me, it's a whole family trait.
Anybody else?
I'm another golden.
So the first family dog that we had when I was a kid was a golden retriever. Her name was Glory, and she lived till I was about 12, so she was like, you know, the same age as I was, pretty much. So that's where my love of golden retrievers comes from.
Pomeranians and Papillons. They really appeal to me because, I like fluffy things, okay? Any animal that's really fluffy, it's great.
Anyone else?
I had a very special connection with an animal. My friend walks in, animal pays no attention to her. I walk by, her head pops up, our eyes locked, and from that moment on, we were pretty much joined. I took her to the park all the time. She refused to wear a leash. So everyone was very, very surprised that I was followed wherever I went by a ferret.
I'm an animal lover, but Huskies and St. Bernards have always been close to my heart since I was young, because we had a St. Bernard, St. Bernard Husky mix, and it was larger than normal, and it will follow anyone. And it has like a maternal instinct, and they always just warmed my heart because of how caring they were and how their maternal instinct to young ones were.
Well, pugs have owned us for almost 20 years now. And we originally got our first pug so that our daughter Libby would have a little pet. And they're bred as companion dogs, and they do that very well, including now Macy.
You pass it over? No, pass it, Ross, pass it over.
Well, you want to talk?
Here you go.
Go ahead.
Okay. When I was a kid, I never had a dog. And now, after I got married, I was forced to have dogs. And we used to have an Australian Shepherd. First day we had him, he wouldn't even let me leave the house. You know, they're supposed to herd. And You know, as you can see, I'm a pretty big guy. Whenever there was a thunderstorm, that dog would crush me. Here you go.
So I have a couple stories. I have very partial to labs. When I was about 8 years old, my family took a trip, and we visited somebody, and just a family friend, and their lab had just had puppies. And I remember laying on the ground and having about 8 or 9 lab puppies just crawl all over me. And it was just that feeling I still remember of being so much fun, but the warmth and the softness and just feeling safe around them. And ever since then, I've always had labs. My other story is I'm also very partial to skunks. So when I was in college, a friend was working at a local nature center, and somebody showed up and had 4 baby skunks that were so small their eyes weren't even open. And somebody had killed the mom in the car by accident, but had stopped for whatever reason, and on the side of the road were these baby skunks. And he took them, knowing that they would die without the mom, and brought them to the nature center. So we fed them and tried to wean them. 2 of them died, 2 of them lived. I took one, and I had her for 3 years. And so I had a baby skunk, or a skunk at home, and we had her descended and everything, and she was great. She lived in my house, and she would eat cat food, used the litter box, and her favorite food was Oreo cookies, and she would sleep with me in my bed and just sit on my shoulder for when I walked around town and things like that, and people would be like, oh my gosh, what is that?
I would have loved to have seen that. It's so funny, you said the dog and the thunder, and my husband and I looked at each other, because we have another dog at home that we'll never bring here, because she's a home dog. And the slightest storm comes through, and her name is Ula, which in Navajo means gold or golden, and she's golden eyes, nose, everything about her. But then we gave her her second name, which is Chaho, which is also Navajo, and it means shadow, because as soon as that storm comes on, she's like in between your feet. You can't get away from her. It's like you were saying. Any other stories?
Sometimes I just refer to her as Visa, because she's everywhere you want to be. Really quick. Growing up, grew up in a small lake community. People just, you know, let their dogs roam. And I had a dog called Levi. And he was a border collie beagle mix. And he would roam the neighborhood, and he made friends all around the neighborhood. So there were times where he would stop by people's houses, and they would give him treats, and he would hang out for a while, and then he'd come back. And one day, I get a call. It was a Saturday afternoon, and it was Mrs. Starkey down the street. And she says, yes, this is Mrs. Starkey. I said, what can I do for you? She said, well, I'm having friends over for dinner, and Levi's here, and he won't let anybody out of their cars.
So with my dog Lily, she's fine around the house, but when a thunderstorm, like when a thunderstorm comes, or even if it's 10 miles away and she can sense it, she'll dive under the bed, and the only way you can get her out is with food.
Well, I'm kind of feeling that cats have to have a little bit of time here. And I've had one cat after another for many, many years, since I was a child. And when I was raising my children, I had a cat whenever I was allowed to where we lived. My daughter was determined to get a dog, and I finally got her a dog, a black lab, and I do love black labs. But I'm still a cat person. My daughter is a veterinarian, and she has cats, dogs, and chickens. I'm still a cat person. I tried to do without a cat for about 4 months after I lost my last cat, and I couldn't stand it. So my daughter took me to Rescue Village on Mother's Day and bought me a cat. She said to them that she'd like to use a credit card. They said, that's fine. So when I finally had picked the cat out, they had to take a picture, because when seniors adopt animals at Rescue Village, you have to have your picture taken with it. And when Debbie asked them how much the cat was, they said $5. I have had so much joy for that $5, I can't tell you. So I had to give cats a little equal time.
I concur. I lasted 6 months. Otherwise, I've always had two cats in my life.
Four.
Yeah, well, we're at that moment now.
I got a dog who was dumped off at about 3 months old. He lived for a week without being fed. And he must have been, I would think that would be very unusual at 3 months old that he could get his own food, but he apparently did. And then when he was about 3.5 months, I saw his picture on the internet, and I said to my husband, who had told me, I said, if I tell you I want a dog, tell me I don't. Well, I told him, I want this dog I just saw. He went over and picked up the keys and went out to the car. And when the dog got to my house, he would catch moles and mice and any little animal. And so that's why I figure he was able, even though he was only such a tiny one. But one of the unique things about him is when he was young and he didn't bark, he would say, if I came home from somewhere, he would say, hi, Mama.
A dog?
A dog.
Oh, okay. I was over here earlier.
Get your exercise. Anyway, I always had a connection with wild animals. And back in grade school, it often made me late for school because I would stop, remember, with this one squirrel and let it crawl up on my shoulder and nibble on my ear. Since I had a squirrel that, it's a wild squirrel that crawl up on, sit on my shoulder and spend some time together, and then I'd be off the rest of the way to school.
I grew up with dogs, never cats. And cats were always things that were underfoot. You know, you give them a saucer of milk occasionally, you kick it out of the way, this kind of thing. But now we have a cat, a wonderful cat. And I've just come back from 2 wonderful weeks in Scotland. And usually when I come back and open the door, the cat is hiding somewhere. And it takes him a little while to get used to me again. But this time was different. As soon as I opened that door, there he was, rolling on his back, purring like mad. And he hasn't left me alone since. That's the best welcome home I ever had.
So now I'm going to like to invite Ross to sing us a special song, solo as it were. This was an extra surprise. It's not in your order of service.
Do I look like a cowboy?
Oh, for sure.
Close enough.
She was going around asking for if anyone could think up a animal song. And I said, well, I know a cowboy song that was in love with his horse. Well, actually, he's in love with his pony. But I warn you, it's a very sad song. So get your Kleenex out already. And please don't shoot the performer. He's doing his best. There's a bridle hanging on the wall, and a saddle in his empty stall. You ask me why the teardrops fall, it's that bridle hanging on the wall. There's a horseshoe nailed above the door, it's the shoe that my old pony wore. A faded blanket in the hall, and that bridle hanging on the wall. With my pony I would ride down the trail, watching the moon swing low. But now he's gone too far, he's found the end of that trail. He's gone where the good ponies go. And his bridle hanging on the wall, and that saddle in his empty hall. No more he'll answer to my call, with that bridle hanging on the wall. There's a horseshoe nailed upon the door, it's the shoe that my old pony wore. You ask me why the teardrops fall, it's that bridle hanging on the wall.
So now I would like to bless those animals, those are here, and those that couldn't come today. And this is a blessing that August and I found together, and we thought it was just really cool. So here we go. We give thanks for the earth and its creatures, for alligators, apricots, acorns, and apple trees, for bumblebees, bananas, blueberries, and beagles, coconuts and crawdads and cornfield and coffee. Daisies and elephant and flying fish, for groundhogs and glaciers and grasslands, hippos and hazelnut, icicles and iguanas, for juniper and jackrabbits and June bugs, kudzu and kangaroos, lightning bugs and licorice, for mountains and milkweed and mistletoe, narwhals and nasturtiums, otters and ocelots, for peonies and persimmons and polar bears, quaghogs and Queen Anne's lace, for raspberries and roses and salmon and sassafras and tornadoes and tulip wood, urchins and valleys and waterfalls, yaks and yams and yogurt. We are grateful, good earth, not least of all, for zinnias and zucchini and zebras. Of all the wonderful things that are as simple as ABC. I would like to now, you know, we're small enough that I think I can come to you unless you would prefer to parade. What would you prefer?
Let's parade.
Let's parade. Let us parade. Now it is.
This is Macy.
I bless your ugly mug and give you an ugly rug to sleep on.
Yeah, you want to talk?
This is Obi. He was rescued off the road from being hit by a car. And this is Phyllis. She's actually a very friendly chicken. She's just nervous to be here. When we can't open the coop, we open the coop and she comes straight to you. Yeah. So I bless you, Obi, Obi, Obi. Long life. I bless you, Phyllis. Lots of eggs.
This is our dog, Lily. She gets nervous around other animals, and she will, she'll bark, and so we keep her in this little sack, but she's really content in it.
She's gorgeous. Hey, Lily. Rescue Village? Bless you, Lily. May you get some calming days and not be so scared. You're in a good home now. Bless you.
So this one is Tiki, and Quilly is out in the back because she was getting nervous. She is 7, and Quilly is almost 13. And those are the loves of my life.
Bless you, nervous one. Bless you, and I hope this heals nicely.
We're about to get it taken out.
Oh, okay. I bless you, and I bless that you have a very happy time getting that out with no pain. Yeah, no pain. Good girl.
This is Peabody, and she's 15, and she is a very good girl.
I like the hanging out of the tongue.
This is Luna, one of my labs. The other one was too crazy, so we didn't bring her. But lately she got a cut on her tail. Yeah, it's healing. We're hoping it.
You're going to cut the tail off now?
Yeah.
No? I have a rusty saw. I bless you, sweetheart. Give them a lot of trouble, especially that one right there, the one with the birds. Yeah, give him trouble.
I don't have any pets yet, but I will get one someday. This is my stuffed animal toy, and his name is the Brave Little Puppy.
That's a good name.
Well, bless you, Brave Little Puppy, and may you represent the brave little doggy that she will get one day. Right?
Yes, that was also from a book.
Okay.
My cat sneezed, and I forgot to say bless you.
Did you name the cat Sneeze?
No, my cat sneezed.
His name's Orangey.
Orangey?
The cat's name is Orangey, and he sneezed, and he forgot to say bless you, so he wants to bless you.
Oh, bless you. May you scratch Ethan in his sleep on occasion.
Already accomplished. This is our cat Shadow and Orangey, and our dog Clover, and they couldn't be here today because they don't travel well, so... This. Well, Clover's a Shiba Inu, and they all need a blessing.
Bless you guys. Keep the Gizlos safe and happy and calm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would like to say a blessing to, well, one animal that I don't know if anybody noticed, but this is my... Thank you, August. But I would like to send out a blessing to all the animals. Like, they couldn't bring their animals. I have one too many cats at home, which means I have 5. 3 of them were outdoor cats, though, so it's okay. And then I have the neighbor's cat, and then I have the other neighbor's cat. We share cats. Our neighborhood shares cats. We feed them all. We take care of them all. We yell at them all when they go in the road. And then blessing to the chickens. We have 10. I'm sure some of you may have chickens. Blessing to the cats you couldn't bring, the dogs you couldn't bring, the birds you were supposed to bring. And blessings to Mom. What did Max name him? Pixel. because of the spots. So, please join us down. Oh, wait. August.
Please join us in singing "How Much Is the Doggy in the Window?" And, as you know, the doggy costs much more than you expected, as does the care of a congregation. If you are a newcomer, let the basket pass you by. Also, half of the loose offerings today will go to Ohio UU Justice.
How much is that doggy in the window? Woof, woof. The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window?
Woof, woof.
I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If she has a dog, she won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that dog in the window?
Woof, woof.
The one with the waggly tail. How much is that dog in the window?
Woof, woof.
I do hope that doggy's for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishes. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window?
Woof, woof.
The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window?
Woof, woof.
I do hope that doggy's for sale.
As a member of the Board of Trustees, I'd like to thank you for your attendance today and for all the gifts you have brought with you. The gift of your presence, the gift of the care you give to each other, and the gift of the financial resources that you share with all of us. Please know that those financial resources are used with diligence and care by your Finance Committee and your Board to help sustain this caring community.
So I have that we're going to do the postlude, right?
Right.
Right. So if you would care to join us in singing the postlude of Mersey Dotes, Dozy Dotes.
You can recite the first part.
Oh, I'm good. That's right. So, I know a ditty, nutty as a fruitcake. Goofy as a goon and silly as a loon. Some call it pretty, others call it crazy, but they all sing this tune.
Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little anti-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little anti-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little anti-divey. Oh, Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and little anti-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you?
So I would like to send all of you into the coming week with one request. Make a new friend and spend time with an old friend, human or otherwise. You never know what new joys will come your way or how long you will have to enjoy them. August, can you please join me? Oh, wait. I don't want to get in trouble. I have two announcements to make. At noon today, the members can have their questions answered about the upcoming special congregation meeting on October 6th. Ruth Troop and others will be available in the sanctuary to speak about the needs for the new capital campaign. Also, East Shore Art Show is set for November 9th, 10th. There are volunteer sign-up sheets in the narthex. Please help make our 40th art show a success. Now, August, could you please come up here and join me? Please rise and join together in our bond of union. We join hands in the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, pledging ourselves to an individual religious freedom which transcends all creeds, not to think alike, but to journey together.